musicianship and unbridled fun. That is what you can expect from the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra's Candelabra Classics, a pianistic salute to Liberace, which features the talented Jonathan Rocksmith, an evening of music, laughter, and pure entertainment with South Africa's own Mr. Showmanship. Jonathan, together with the full Philharmonic Orchestra, will play a mix of favorite classics, songs, and spectacles. Liberace made, of course, all of these a household name. Jonathan joins us now to talk about what we can look forward to in the upcoming show. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. I mean, Liberace was one of those artists who remains forever imprinted on the minds of those who heard and were lucky enough, of course, to have seen him live.
Indeed. And first of all, thank you, Bongani. Lovely to chat to you. The thing about Liberace that people aren't even aware of is that he's still around in pop culture. I mean, Lady Gaga at the moment, whenever she plays Vegas, she plays his rhinestone piano. You know, he's up to that sort of level still. And you see a lot of the pop stars now, especially with jewelry, that Liberace stamp is still very much out there. But for those people that don't remember him or didn't even know he was around, he was essentially he called himself a showbiz pianist, and he took classical music and pop and all types of music and put them together in a concert program that people who loved classical music and hated classical music enjoyed at the same level, because he dressed it up, gave it a few rhinestones, added comedy, engagement with the audience, and it was a really unique entertainment. And last year when I did my show Key Change, I took a few elements from what he did into my show. And those were the things that worked, I'd say, the most in the program. So I really wanted to put together a show with more of that. But I didn't, you know, what do you do in terms of an orchestra? And the Johannesburg Philharmonic and I collaborated for their Valentine's concert in February. And we had a chat about it. And here we are, 60-piece orchestra playing through Liberace stuff. I'm not impersonating, but I'm essentially presenting the essence of what he did with my own kind of style. And rhinestones, let me tell you.
One or two. I mean, he was the ultimate showman, and I'm curious about what you're saying, that you're not impersonating. So in a sense, this is more of a tribute show with your elements and your personality and your musicianship without trying to be Liberace, at the same time saying this is what he left us with.
Well, we've taken his arrangements, and I play note for note exactly what he used to play. I just don't do a voice, and, you know, I don't do that. I think impersonation, when you're dealing with somebody so unique, is a bit futile. But I spent months going through all his recordings and actually renotating what he played as well as what the orchestra played with him. And it's a very specific style and mix. You know, he had these amazing runs where his fingers just flew across the keyboard. But the orchestrations as well are fun, and they are what you remember from, so for instance, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. Da 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 da. That's all there, but it's got that special touch that he had. So it's faithful arrangements with my brand of comedy, along with outrageous costumes. I mean, come on. Who needs Netflix?
He was such an inspiration to so many that came after. You can take your pick, from Elton John to Joe.
Well, Elvis as well, in terms of the costumes. Very much so.
In terms of this kind of music, there are purists, though, who will say, but this isn't the way classical music was meant to be performed in this way. Is there a place under the sun for everyone?
Yes, I think that the people who love classical music in its original form, they absolutely are entitled to want and love that. At no point did Liberace ever present himself as a concert pianist. It's the best way I can describe this is it's classical music with training wheels, because some of that stuff, even I don't go for it. It's a bit too advanced for me. But in terms of the rest of the people who are intimidated by classical music, there are elements in the show that are exactly as they would expect to hear them played by concert pianists. But by and large, we dip in and out of that to enjoy and have fun together, as opposed to do what the Johannesburg Philharmonic does better than anybody for the rest of the year. I think if they were to do that all the time, it would perhaps get a little bit much for people, whereas this is one of those shows during the year, in the course of all their symphony seasons and their serious stuff, where we want to have a lot of fun, a lot more lighthearted, bring the entire family, and have not just the greatest hits in terms of classical music, but perhaps a wonderful new introduction to people who've been umming and ahhing about it.
Yeah, and I think we forget at times that what we now call classical music was really the popular music of its time. It's got to be accessible.
Exactly.
If no one is listening, there is no point. Any surprises?
Oh my goodness, yes. Very, very, very much so. It's I've got a few numbers in the show that people will not see coming, especially because this is my last South African performance for about a year or so. I'm rejoining the Phantom of the Opera internationally next month. I literally fly out 2 days after the concert finishes. So that's as big of a hint as I can give in terms of one of the surprises.
Well, the performances are Friday the 17th of May and Sunday the 19th of May, taking place at the Linda Auditorium in Parktown, Johannesburg.
Right.
And people can book their tickets through Quicket. I think it's going to be an absolutely fantastic weekend, and we appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Bongani.
Jonathan Rocksmith, South African musical theatre actor and singer.